Let's go to Daniel chapter 3 and verse 28. I won't be hopefully very long. I just want to preach you something this morning and give somebody an opportunity, anybody. I just, you know, sometimes when I preach, you try to spring them at it on them in the end, like grab you out of the pew. I'm just telling you to get ready now. I'd just rather tell you now, I'd rather you get ready in your mind that you're going to yield yourself to God. I don't want to try to convince you in the last 5 seconds of this message. I want you to be convinced now. I need to be the clay. I need to be the potter, in the hands of the potter. I want God to do with me what he wants me to be. All right? Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him." Thank God. "And have changed," this is where I'm going this morning, "and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God." Then going to Romans, Paul said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Yield your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is just your reasonable service. "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." I want to talk this morning about being changed. And there are things that change us that we call game changers. Game changers. Lord, I'm thankful for this opportunity that we have to come into your house, to feel your presence, for the hands of my brothers and my sisters and the thoughts and the prayers truly that support us in our weakest and our darkest hours. We ask you to be with us today. Help us to understand that you are the one that brings about life and death, and you're the one that gives eternal life to those that do your will. We're thankful, Lord, you gave your life that we might have ours, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Game changers. Say that with me this morning. Game changers. And that's a term that I've heard for many years now. And it has a definition, believe it or not. It relates to one thing or a person that dramatically changes the course or the outcome of any situation. Game changer. Yeah, game changer. It's more than it just alters the way the outcome is, or it alters the way that you think about something. It completely shifts the way you think about it. It completely changes the outcome and the way you were thinking into a new, totally different dimension that leads to a better outcome than previously was expected. Game changers. I'm not talking about something that just happened in your life, like little kids out playing, they're swinging and they're laughing and having a good time as they're swinging, and Susie falls out of the swing. I don't know if Susie ever fell out of the swing. Susie fell out of the swing, and everybody was having fun, and she broke her leg. Well, all of a sudden, what was fun and what was great and life was splendid, and now we're crying. And now we're hurting, and now we're calling for help, and now it's not so much fun anymore. That swing don't look the same anymore. But it's still not a game changer. Because I'm going to tell you why. Susie will swing again. Susie will swing again. And I remember one time I got a call from a father to come see his son in the hospital, and I went. I didn't know his son. I knew the dad from years ago. And he said, "I want you to come pray for my son. It looks like he's going to die." But he got kicked by a bull, riding on a bull, and he fell off, and the bull kicked him in the head, and his head was like this. But he could talk, and it looked like now at this point he was going to survive, you know, cracked skull, all of this. And so I went in, and I talked to him, and I prayed with him, and I said, "Well, I guess you won't be riding any more bulls." He said, "Oh, no, as soon as I get well, the only difference is I'm going to wear a helmet this time." It's not a game changer. I want to talk about those things that change the outcome of the game. Not so you can keep playing it a different way, but you finally said, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not looking at it that way anymore. And it completely changed. How many of you ever had a game changer in your life? Oh, yeah. I've had a few game changers in my life that made me change from a 180. Everybody who's lived long enough will have game changers in your life. You say, Lord, if you just get me out of this. See, that's the game. Lord, if you just get me out of this. David said, I was having a good time till I got afflicted. And he said, now I realize it was good for me that I got afflicted because I don't play that game no more. I don't play that game anymore. And so I want to look at these three. I'm not going to be long this morning, but I want to look at these three God-fearing Hebrew boys that were not willing to change to suit King Nebuchadnezzar. They just made it very clear, we're not going to change living for God. How many of you feel that way this morning? I've come hell, high water, persecution, whatever you want to do, but I'm not changing. There's some things that I need to change on, perhaps, but living for God in whom I put my trust will never change. And so these three Hebrew boys, even though they're in bondage, in captivity, they're not treated so bad. They still had favor from the king. I don't see where they were building, you know, labor taskmasters and all that. They were actually just part of the kingdom and part of the crowd, these three Hebrew boys. But they were God-fearing, the one God, the Jehovah God. They feared him. They even seemed to have a little favor with the king, if you will. Because the reason I say this is because there come a time that he kindly asked that everybody bow down. Now, when you hear the sound of the instruments, of the saxophone, of the cornet, of the flute, of the banjo, whatever. Whatever you hear, he said all kinds of music. That's why I can say that. He said all kinds of music. When you hear the music, I want you to, let me read exactly what he says. Yeah, fall down. Yeah, not bow down. Fall down. I want you to understand that. I want you to fall down. Now he's telling everybody that. I mean, fall down. And worship my image, the golden image of King Nebuchadnezzar. And let me tell you something. You're never really worshiping anything till you fall down. The word worship comes from two words, worth ship. What's it worth? And anytime you say, well, I give the Lord this right here. There you go. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's not worship. Worship is when you fall down. You fall down. And so he said, I want all of y'all to fall down when you hear this the sounds going on. And so the trumpets played and the music is going. And they all fall down like ring around the rosy. They all fall down but three. And they're standing there. And guess what? They even had their hats on. I'll show you. See, you never caught that. They had the hats on. They didn't even take their hats off. So we don't respect that. And they're just standing there. Everybody's down. It's kind of easy to see who's standing when everybody else falls down. It's kind of easy to see who lives for God, too, when everybody else falls down. And so they said, the king comes unto him, and he's real nice to him. He said, Mr. Shadrach, Meshach, and Mr. Abednego, I want you to bow down. We're going to give you another chance. See, he had favor with them. He didn't immediately do anything with them. He said, I'm going to give you another chance. Now, when you hear this music, everybody fall down. And if not, then, yeah, consequences. And they said this, O King Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you on this matter. I don't need to go pray. I don't need to go fast. I don't need to think about it. I need to get, oh, Lord, this scripture right here. Let me see what that one said. I don't need to do any of that. I'm not careful to answer you on this matter. We're not falling down. All right. And so the king said to them, who is your God that can deliver you out of my hands? And they said, he is able to deliver us. If it be so, he will deliver us. But if not, I like that. If it be so, he will deliver us. But if not, we will be delivered out of your hands.
but I'm not changing.
And so many times Christians, they don't have this, I don't call it plan B necessarily, but they don't have if not. They don't have an if not plan. If God don't heal you, if God don't,
if something happens in your life and it doesn't go the way you want it, you have to have an if not plan. If God doesn't do it, I still love him. I still praise him. I still serve him.
Hallelujah. And so verse 19, then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury. I mean, he went from being Mr. Nice Guy, give y'all another chance, and raging. And the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1/7 times more than it was wont to be heated. Heat it up 7 times more than we normally heat it up. And he commanded that these mighty men come and bind, listen close, bind, tie ropes on Mr. Shadrach, Mr. Meshach, and Mr. Abednego. Tie them up and bind them and cast them into the burning, like my little thing went through that didn't make it. Cast them into this fire. The Bible lets us know that the fire was so hot that the men that cast them in died. Then verse 23. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down. Nobody's shouting. Now they'll fall down. They fell down. They fell down because they were bound in the midst of the burning, fiery furnace. Due to their bondage, they fell down, but they were worshiping their God. Hallelujah. They were worshiping. I don't know what's got you bound this morning. I don't know what's got you tied up. But if whatever it is that's got you tied up, it ought to make you worship your God. Hallelujah. It ought to make you fall down before your God. Hallelujah. It ought to make you cry out to your God. It was through their bondage that brought them to their knees. But in the fiery furnace, the Bible says our God is a consuming fire. Hallelujah. Now, verse 24, and Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished. He rose up in haste and spake and said to his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see 4 men loose. Woo! I see 4 loose men. I see 4 men in the fire walking around. Did we not throw 3 in there bound? But lo, I see 4 men and they're walking. Oh, they're walking. The only thing that burned was the bondage. The only thing that burned was what had them bound. The only thing that went away was the things that had them frozen, if you will, or bound. Now they're walking in the midst of the fire and have no hurt. And the form of the fourth, it looks like the Son of God. Hallelujah. The form of the fourth is like the Son. Woo, hallelujah. There's a fourth man in your life. There's a fourth man in your affliction. There's a fourth man in your disease. There's a fourth man when you need healing. There's a fourth man when you're distressed. There's a fourth man in your furnace of affliction. God, his Son, he sent forth his Son that at the fullness of time that he might heal you, save you, redeem you from everything that has you bound. Hallelujah. I see 4 men. Only thing that burned was what had them bound. And God desires to destroy the things this morning that has you bound. God's desire is to destroy the things that have you bound so you can worship him, hallelujah, without being bound. Oh, can you raise your hands and thank the Lord? Hallelujah. Thank God, hallelujah, for burning my bonds.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for setting me free. Glory to God. Glory to God. God wants you to have freedom in the fire. Woo! Hallelujah. Freedom in the fire. Hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm. The fact that Nebuchadnezzar changed his visage. He went from, boys, if y'all just bow down, we'll. He went from that to being angry and upset. But I'm here to tell you, that wasn't a game changer. That wasn't a game changer. And he said, if you don't bow down, we're going to throw you in the fire. That's not a game changer. It didn't change the children, the three Hebrew boys either. In that they bound them, that's not the game changer. I'm trying to find the game changer here. Somewhere's the men that were slain when they threw in them in the fire, it was so hot. That's not the game changer either. But the fact that he saw the fourth man. Woo! The fact that he saw the fourth man in the fire walking with the ones that once were bound. That's a game changer, my friend. Hallelujah. When he saw that their God was able to deliver them that they had bound, that man had bound, that disease had bound, the things that the world brings about. When you see that God is a deliverer, Lord, that's a game changer in my mind. Hallelujah. I don't look the same at people when God delivers them. You know what I'm saying? You can tell me you're delivered of alcohol, drugs, cigarette, till you're blue in the face. But if God don't deliver you, it ain't changed the way I look at it. But when God changes you, I've changed with God. I'll change with you. Because I know that when God changes a man, he can be forever changed. Hallelujah. A little bit more. Verse 26. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace. Ooh, he was drawing him in and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth. Come out of there and come hither. I'm not going in there. Y'all come out. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And when they came out of the fire, whoo, the princes, the governor, I'm telling you, the president, the state representatives, the senators, the counselors, the captains, the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men. Do you know how many lives would be affected when God changes what's going on in your life? Do you know how many other people you'll affect when God brings you out of that fiery furnace? Upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed, neither was their coat changed, nor the smell of the fire had pressed on them. And you can read back up in there, they had their hats on. It's in there. They had their hats. Even the hat didn't burn. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, they weren't even taking their hats off to that king. Sometimes, I'll just go ahead, if that's what I got. No. To bow down a little is the same as bowing down all the way. Because they didn't change their mind, they changed the king's mind. Now listen, verse 28. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, What? Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Wow, what a change. Who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants and thrusted them in and have changed the king's word. Have changed the king's word. Hallelujah. From telling them, if you don't bow down to me, you're going to burn like crispy critters. And now, it was a game changer. And yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. I'm here to tell you, God wants your body. God wants your body. Present your bodies holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Hallelujah. The king could have just said, y'all just keep doing, okay, we're going to excuse y'all. But let me tell you something. This was a game changer for the king when he saw that God delivered them out of his hands. Therefore, I make a decree. My God, you talk about a change, my brother Petrie. A change. This man that was going to have everybody killed that didn't bow down to him. Now watch this decree. That every people, every nation, and every language which speak anything amiss, don't criticize against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God. Woo! There is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Hallelujah. There is no other God. It was a game changer. Hallelujah. And I don't know what you're going through this morning, but I'm here to tell you we serve a game changing God. Hallelujah. We serve a God that can change your situation from being on death row to being on heaven's row. Hallelujah. From being hopeless to being now that you have everything you could possibly hope for. Hallelujah. As they come this morning. Now, it wasn't over. The king, he changed. Then the king promoted. Promoted. You see what living for God does for you? You see what bowing down does for you? Well, I just don't want to be bound. Well, you see what bondage did for them? It was through their bondage they got promoted. It was through their sickness, you might say, that God got the glory. It was through what you go through that God gets his glory. If you don't go through anything, God doesn't get any glory. But when the fourth man showed up, he delivered them out of the hands of the world, out of the hands of the enemy, out of the hands of whatever you're going through, and into his hands. I'm here to tell you, you're in the potter's hands this morning. And promoted these three guys in the province of Babylon. Or you might say the world. This, my brother, is a game changer. It changed the people, every nation, every language, everybody. It even changed the three Hebrew children and moved them up in status inside of Babylon. What will it take this morning to change your game? What will it take to change your mind? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've had a few game changers in my life. I'll never do that again. I'll never go there again. I don't even want to look at that anymore. Game changers. Game changers. God has a way of changing your laughter and your mockery into tears and repentance. He has a way of changing you from playing church to being part of the church. He has a way of changing you from thinking you don't need anybody to I need help.